What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Live from at least 6 feet away, it's the Spike on the Mic Show. Now here is your host, Spike.
I said spike check one, spike check two, spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to another award-deserving episode of the Spike on the Mic Show. I said award-deserving because we are coming at you from the U, the L's, and the C. Those are the undisclosed location, ladies and gentlemen. That's the undisclosed location. And we're coming from places where we can't disclose. That is what the award-deserving show calls for. We're here to put some sounds in your eardrums. We're here to make you smile, make you grin, and sometimes make you laugh. Sometimes, but you know. Like my grandma say, don't get used to what you ain't used to. When I'm saying we, there are people we know as resistance fighters, ladies and gentlemen. They're resistance fighters, so we're going to fight through the pain. Coming at you with somebody who's having grandma squares with bending corners. We like to call her the one, the only, lovely Miss Billy. Miss Billy, how you sticking?
I am sticking like a crochet hook to my hands.
Ooh, there
we go. It's Christmas time. I'm making stuff.
You sound so happy about that. So excited about that.
Man, not really.
Yeah, really.
You cheap crumb bun.
Wait a minute. Did you hear a voice that hadn't been introduced? Ladies and gentlemen, what was that sound? What was that voice? We hear it. I heard it through my eardrums. It got connected to the French horn that's in my ears, also known as the cranium thing. But it is the one, the only. PWs, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a major announcement.
Yes. All right, before we make the major announcement, what is that little French horn looking thing that's in your ear? What's that called?
Your ear canal?
French horn thing.
Okay, well, this guy here may know because he's been sitting in the parking lot for an hour waiting on his hash browns.
Nah, he's moving now.
Man, hanging Chad, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like the guy who's sticking to his McDonald's curbside number 4 spot, and you gotta hurry up and bring the food out.
Well, you know, in ancient Roman times, number 4 is a lucky number. I looked it up because one of the topics we're gonna have is about superstition or something like that. But anyway, number 4 was a lucky number, so you were in luck there, Hanging Chad, according to ancient Roman Grecians. All right, so Hanging Chad, I ask you, do you know what that little French horn looking thing is in your ear?
Your
Okay, I'll go with that. I want to look it up, but while we do that, we'll go ahead and I'll talk while I look it up. So
I'm thinking maybe cochlea.
Yeah, that might be it. The French horn looking thing.
Sounds like my answer led you to your answer.
Ear. All right, so we come. It is called the ear trumpet. Ear trumpet, yada, 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 connection. I can't find it because right now it's bothering me. All right, so anyway, ladies and gentlemen, like I said, this is the Spike on the Mic Show. We're coming at you from undisclosed locations. We're here to put some naughty nothings in your eardrums and to make you have some fun. We are also like to be known as the caller-driven show. We're a caller-driven show where you can give us a call at 813-586-3331. We say that again. And remember this number, 813-586-3331.
Or 3331. I like that.
Yes, no, but humans see numbers in groups. And so it's easy to see 3331 than it is 33331 because you might miss a 3 if you go to 333.
All right, then how about 3331?
Okay, you can see that too, but then you have to throw the comma in there. Yes, say 3,331. So anyway, you call that number, but if you can't remember that number, you can also go to thespikeonthemic@gmail.com and give that a shout. It's thespikeonthemic@gmail.com and give that a shout. Because when you're giving us a shout, we like to, you know, you make me want to shout.
Throw my hands up.
Yeah, you want to throw our hands up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's go ahead and do this because we did the Caller Driven Show. We've done the road trip, but we hadn't talked about the three things that we like to talk about.
The past, the present, and the future.
All right. Remember the past, the present, and the future. That's what we try to give you some knowledge of. And we talk about those particular things. And so the show is going to fly by today.
Wow.
Because we're already at, you know, we passed the introductions.
Yeah.
We've done all the homework and things, and we only 6 minutes into the show.
So we can stop early?
You know why? Because there's no reason to be here.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah, there's no voice. Reason. Really.
And also, speaking of something we hadn't done in quite some time, W, I think we should give homage to our sponsors.
Oh, we could do that for a change.
The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by SavingMyFoot.com. Manage your health, eat healthy, know your numbers, get off the couch. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you entertaining talk and cool blues 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by MOA Capital Mortgages of America, helping clients with their mortgage needs by providing a complete mortgage analysis and checkup for purchases and refinances. And by RadioSt.Pete.com and its sister station, Sunshine 96.7 FM, bringing you the best in local music and entertainment. And by Pisces Design Fashion Studios. If you don't have a look, we'll give you one. Visit us on Instagram at Pisces Design Studios.
Welcome to Hooters!
Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
I wish I knew some of my sunshine. Speaking of Hooters, this next week, they'll be celebrating their 40th year in existence.
So wow.
Wednesday at the original Hooters, they're having something. Then Thursday at the 54th Hooters. Then that Friday, it's at Brandon Hooters. Then Saturday and Sunday, all day down at the beach. So if you're in the Clearwater, St. Pete area, come down and check out the Hooters so they while they celebrate their 40th year in existence.
Wow. How about the one on my way?
They closed out.
Port Richey one.
No,
it's the nicest one. It's right on the water.
Yeah, no, I think we visited that before.
I've been there.
Yes. Yeah. They were not on the roster of participating Hooters to visit to celebrate the 40th.
Huh.
But next week, it will be the 40th anniversary. It should be fun. There's a lot of things that are happening. And there was talk, ladies and gentlemen, of a lone Spike on the Mic broadcast that I was supposed to just do something at the original that the owners had talked about me doing, but I guess time got by and that never happened, and I haven't heard back, and it might be too late in the game. But anyway, that's neither here nor
there.
It's over there. So anyway, so let's go ahead and continue the show going with the big A word of the day.
Oh, okay. Oh, that was very late.
I was trying. That's what he wants. He wants me to be late.
That one landed in our next episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Now, this is the one time you guys have to agree with me. I wish Kim was here.
Because she'd be lying.
Yeah. I did that late because he always wants me to be late.
Let me be Kim for a second. Billy, that was so perfect. That was perfectly on time, Billy.
Yes.
God, I have a wonderful sister. Have I told you I love my sister?
Yeah, really. I can't wait to get my grandma pads.
Grandma pads.
Yeah, really.
All right, sorry, so, I can't make it today. I have to row.
down the street. So what the word of the day is, ladies and gentlemen, where we try to put some knowledge in your eardrums, in your cornucopia that's in your ear. That
Yeah. He likes the cornucopia.
Yes, exactly. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to play the word of the day three times in total silence, and then we're going to go and ask the resistance fighters.
If you play it in total silence, how are we going to hear it?
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, ancient Chinese secret. Huh. Okay, all right, how about this? I'm going to play the word of the day without any audio from the resistance fighters.
Oh, all right, that's what you really mean.
Well, it's easy to just say in total silence.
It doesn't make any sense.
Say that. And then we're going to go around the room. We're going to get the resistance fighters to ask them, do they know the sentence, the big A word of the day is, and maybe possibly use it in a sentence. So the big A word of the day is...
Attenuate. Attenuate. Attenuate.
Now, did we hear what the big A word of the day was?
Yes.
Yes.
Attenuate.
Attenuate. All right, so... let's go around the room and ask the resistance fighters. Billy, do you know what the big A word of the day is?
I believe so.
Ooh, how about you, PWs?
Yes. You'd like me to use it in a sentence?
Well, let me see. Hanging Chad, do you know what the big A word of the day is?
Yeah, you want me to tell you?
No, I was going to say there's a yes or no answer.
Yeah, I know it.
All right. Well, then let's go ahead and Billy, use attenuate in the sentence.
The my ability to think has attenuated since you asked me that question.
All right, PWs?
I ordered a dozen wings, but a 10 I ate.
Hanging Chad.
The guests of Jason and Lindsay's wedding attenuated the reception while they waited for their arrivals.
Very good.
They attenuated.
They attenuated the wedding.
They attended it. They attended it. It's like waited to it. Oh, okay. So if we have
to attended, I could wait.
Yeah, really. All right, so if we had to go around the room and determine who has the closest definition to attenuated, the big A word of the day, who would you say it was? Well, that's kind of easy. Billy, who would you say was the closest to it?
It was me.
me. All right, so I'm going to give you close to yes on your definition. Because the big A word, which is?
Attenuate.
It means... to thin or slender, to lessen the amount or weaken. Now, Billy, was your definition close to that?
Yes.
So was mine. After they ate 10 of my wings, I had less.
Seriously?
I had fewer, yeah.
So the only person that was really off was Hanging Chad. Billy, yours was you forgot or you.
No, my ability to think. Has attenuated since it's lessened since you were born. This question. Yeah. Since I was born.
My patience has lessened waiting for Jason and Lindsay to show up to their own reception that they made me attenuate.
Attend and wait. Yeah, really. All right. That's a good question about that. All right. So Billy, why'd you know what the big A word of the day was?
Because I read.
Yeah.
Because you read books.
He reads books.
You were going to say that.
No, I did a little tricky. That word has been used before in the big A word of the day.
Oh.
It must have been before my time, though.
Why is that?
I could have used last week's word. What was last week's word, Hanging Chad?
Snickerdoodle,
yeah.
I could have used last week's word, and so I'm starting to think that the goal of the big A word is to educate you people, to educate your mind and make you guys learn this stuff.
I suspected that for a while.
I'm thinking y'all ain't learned it in nothing.
Mm-mm.
Except for maybe Billy. She might have, because she had.
No joke, what was on 6-4?
Well, two weeks ago, it was Redound.
Redound, yes.
That was 2 weeks ago.
You go down the second time.
Exactly.
Yeah. That is a good question there, Dow, as we talk amongst ourselves real quick. Look at somebody trying to educate y'all. So last week's word probably was churlish?
Churlish. I think that's correct, I think.
What does it mean? You guys ain't learning nothing.
Things that are like churls.
Yeah.
I guess it's in exactly. The word, so it might as well, right? Damn. I might say that might not be right, but, you know. I couldn't be 100. Well, to check last week's show and listen to that. Okay, so it sounds like the big A word is not working. You guys aren't being educated. Y'all not learning anything on them. But, you know, maybe it's not for you guys. Maybe it's for the masses that are listening to the show on replay.
Steve would have known the answer.
That's true.
But where is he?
If he was here.
Yeah.
Serious. And since he's not here, that means we have to go ahead and do topic changing music.
Oh. All right, here we go. We're going to change the topic from talking about churlish and stuff like that to Steve.
All right, I like to call this topic here, is it a good apple or not?
Is it a good apple or not?
All right.
Do I have to move my hand around like that?
Okay. Two men in Chicago were arrested last week in a $1.1 million armored truck robbery.
Whoa.
And the way they found these guys was the money people, they put two AirTags hidden in the money.
Nice.
And you know, those are the AirPods that look quarter size devices that mean to track your objects and keychains and bag pains like that.
I have one on my cat.
It notifies you, hey, your AirPods are following you.
I put one on my cat and one on my wife.
I do have an AirTag on my cat and my dogs.
Yeah. You do?
Yeah, and it worked. We lost our cat in the woods, and if you press a button on your phone, it makes a beep, beep, beep on the collar. So we could hear the beep, beep, beep in the woods, so we knew he was back there. And we were able to find him.
So he went back in the house, and he knew he was back there, so he just go back in the house.
Yeah.
But at least you know where it is, right? Well, the people put this AirPods in several plastic bags, but the bad guys found a couple of them, and they removed them, but they didn't get all of them out. And so the FBI were able to track down these people and do this. Now, the FBI has went out and made a statement that says that do not use these things to track down criminals and bad people because we don't want to put your life in jeopardy. And Apple strongly advises that the AirTags is not an anti-theft deterrent device and is best not to be used to track stolen merchandise. They were created for lost goods, and Apple does not advise you using them to recover stolen items. And they said they shouldn't be used by the FBI, which makes me.
I'm not sure I know the difference.
You're not sure what?
If something's stolen, isn't it lost?
I think so. Yeah, lost to you. Yeah.
But as I was seeing this article, it said that Apple strongly advises if something is suspected to be stolen, don't use your AirTag to track it. Alert the authorities and let them attempt to get your device back. So now the title of this thing was, is it a good apple or bad apple? So Apple is saying, don't do this. Then what can I use it for other than, you know, my luggage is lost at the airport?
I know what they're trying. They're trying to keep you from being the sleuth and tracking down your stolen items because that's going to bring you directly to the criminals and the criminals will hurt you. So they're saying, let the authorities do the tracking. You don't do the tracking yourself.
I think what they're really saying is that just buy another Apple product.
Yeah.
That's all. You got money.
Yeah. But I'm thinking, if Apple is bragging that we have these AirTags that you can put on items to find you, Jane, why don't you let me do that? Because it also minimizes the amount of police department that we need.
If I would just Apple tag everything. Plus, it's fun to look at where everything is on the map.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, don't use those for tracking down if your luggage is... Hold on. How do you know if your luggage is stolen or just lost?
Your luggage can't find you. Yeah.
So if I can't find my luggage, do I, according to Apple and FBI, do I call the FBI or do I go looking for it? Quandary.
You call the authorities.
And then they'll come and find the damn thing, right?
They will look at Apple, at the AirTag, and find it for you. I don't know. So I'm not sure.
Isn't that like an oxymoron that Apple is trying to put out?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. But it does send you notifications. Like if you put an Apple tag on your suitcase, and you put your suitcase like in your trunk, or even like your earbuds, like your phone will give you notifications. Hey, there's an Apple device moving with you. I wonder if you could change an Apple device to a crazy man. So when the notification comes up, a crazy man is following you.
Oh, I like that. If you could name your Apple tag Psycho, then yeah, Psycho is following you.
Yeah. But also in opposite thinking, Hanging Chad, you said that the thing beeps and you can hit beep, beep, and it'll beep where the Apple tag is. I mean, the item.
Yeah, it does a couple things. So one, it shows up on the map. And it only shows up if another iPhone is near your tag. So if you put it on the cat goes in the woods. If it's not within the vicinity of any other iPhones, it won't pick it up. So you have to wait for your cat to walk near somebody who has an iPhone. That's the one thing. The second thing is it has you can open the app up on your phone and you can make the tag make noise. And it'll go beep, 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 beep. And then you can hear it, and then it'll also notify you when things are moving with you. So if someone were to like try to put something on your car and you have an iPhone, your iPhone will say, hey, there's a tag moving with you. Yeah. Ooh. And that's the thing we want to name Psycho.
It does something else too that I've noticed. When you leave your house, if you've got things tagged in your house, it'll say, you left some items behind.
Yeah. We went on our dog. And it says,
yeah.
You left really? Winston behind.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Winston, why did you leave Winston behind? Yeah, don't you love Winston anymore?
So if I stole something and from one of you guys, and I'm walking down the street with it, I put it in my car, and I'm in my back seat, I'm driving, you guys can make it go beep, 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 beep.
Yes.
If it's an AirTag, yeah. Well, I don't know if there's a distance, but I believe anywhere I can do it. I don't know.
As long as the AirTag is near an iPhone, it'll work.
Yeah, like your earbuds won't do that. And but the AirTag will.
Interesting. Oh, well.
That's why when you go to Find My app on your iPhone, you can find people and you can find things. So, like, you can see where TJ's phone is on the map, but I also can see where Winston, Milo, and Ivan are under the things.
Right.
It's an AirTag that is tracking.
Okay, so the original goal of this damn thing is to find lost luggage, right? Or find lost articles or items.
Sure.
All right. Okay. I'm just following along because I don't have. I'm an Android guy. I don't use Apples, and I'm pretty sure Android has the same kind of thing somewhere in this lexicon of the world.
They do, but I don't know.
Okay. Dangerous little things. All right. Well, y'all can have that. I'm just saying. FBI says don't do it. So I'm thinking either you want me to use it or don't use it. You know, you stay in what lane you want me to get in. And I just thought that was an odd statement by Apple and the authorities. So if this takes a new meaning of see something, say something.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So with that being said, let's go ahead and do a topic changing music.
All right, here we go. Changing topics again. Just like we had lots of topics in our list.
All right. What we usually do in our housekeeping is we talk about what national day this is.
Oh, yeah.
Today is National Chewing Gum Day.
Interesting. Wow.
National Orange Shirt Day, big wow, and National Save Your Photos Day. So, those are things that they just make up because every day has to have a day. And that got me to thinking, do you guys have any idea about how many photos you have saved on your phone?
Ooh.
No. I mean, I'm sure I could count. There's a count. If I go in my settings, I could figure out what that number was, but I couldn't tell you off the top of my head.
You couldn't? Okay.
Go ahead. Because I have a second question.
Okay. I was going to ask you guys to go in your phones right now and then see if you can figure it out. But it depends on because right now I was able to do that. And I was hoping that the voice would be here because that would have been a really, really interesting interesting number. I would have said it would have been over under 10 that he had. So, but I did that on my phone before the show. I have a whopping 3,300. No, that's the phone number. 3,333. I wrote it down somewhere. I think I got almost 30,000 pictures on my phone, which is odd. Let me see if I can do it right now while you guys are doing it too. So Billy, or whenever you guys get that number, go ahead and stand up as they do in church.
I can see the amount of gigabumps of pictures I have, but I don't see the actual count. There's got to be a place where I can see the count.
What you do is in iPhone, Android, you go to your gallery and then you just hit photos and then you hit the little with the ellipsis thing and then say select all. And that'll tell you, I got 3,341 pictures on my doggone phone. Now, why I don't know is maybe because it's easier not to just to put them on there and not delete them. All right, so have you guys come up with a number yet?
I have over 2.
All right. Okay, Hanging Chad.
I got it.
Go ahead, Miss Billis.
5,001 photos and 223 videos.
Jeez.
How did you get that, Billy? I got my megabyte. I have 919 megabytes.
So I went to where you view your photos and then just scroll up a little bit, the number's right at the bottom.
Hey, but is that, do you have folders in your thing or is it all in one folder?
Oh, yeah. I only
if
have
you go
six.
To all photos and just scroll up, it shows you the amount of photos you have.
677 photos.
That's it?
That's it.
Wow.
Dang. I don't keep stuff on my phone.
Right, you probably got the cloud thing. Billy, how many did you say you had?
5,001 photos, 223 videos.
All right. Hey, Chad, you got a number yet?
Billy, can you take me there?
All right, so go to the Photos app.
Okay.
All right.
We're answering the phone.
We have a caller.
Okay, well, caller, welcome to the Spike on the Mic show. How you sticking?
Hello, caller?
Caller? Is it answered? Well, maybe we just can take them. We just can't hear them.
Maybe they hung up.
They hung up now.
Okay, so see where it says all photos on the bottom?
Yep.
Click on that and then I see
library for you and album.
Right. Okay. Scroll up. Like, put your finger on the pictures and scroll up a little bit.
Yeah. It doesn't stay.
I don't freaking know.
Have you upgraded to the new operating system? It might be different.
No, yeah, we're upgraded.
I don't know why it's not working.
Well, with that being said, so Billy is the winner. I'm second, and W, you're third, and Hanging Chad is a mystery. So now that also also popped another question that I need to ask you guys. Okay, everybody on this panel here has known someone who has died, right?
Yes.
Most of the people I know have died.
Yeah, a lot of them. And you've had their phone number in your cell phone. So, question: if someone passes, do you delete their phone numbers or you keep it in there?
I even keep their messages.
You keep them phone and the messages? How about you?
I haven't deleted anything off of my phone ever. I don't think there's any. No, I think they're still on there.
Okay, and Hanging Chat?
No, I don't delete anything. I need to, though. Oh, my gosh. I have so many contacts of people I don't even see or talk to anymore.
Right. And so that begs the question, because I don't delete them either. I have some friends that's passed, and their number's still in my phone. Why do we do that? Because it's not like the... Well, even if I delete, I know one guy, he deletes those phone numbers. He says, you want to know why? And I said, the phone doesn't get any heavier the more numbers you have in there, and it's not a problem. So,
God, could you imagine if it did?
Yeah, really. So, Hanging Chat, why haven't you deleted past people?
Pure laziness and like not important, man.
Okay. Billis?
I mean, I hadn't thought about, that person died. I better go delete their stuff off of my phone anymore. So it's partially the same reason as Chad. But then now thinking about it, I don't wanna. They're still in there. There's no reason that I need to do that.
Hey, can I add a caveat to mine?
Yes.
I also am a little fearful of that moment when they text you and you don't know who they are anymore. And then you just look like the jerk because you're like, who is this? And you're like, this is your mom, Jim.
Wait, hold on a second.
Because you deleted their phone number.
Hey, Chad, we were talking about dead people.
Dead people.
Have you deleted dead people's phone numbers?
Well, no, but I don't delete anyone's phone numbers, and I need to.
I'm just saying, because if you got a text from the dead person.
You got something going on.
You're alive.
But what if you got a text from that dead person? You know, okay. I want to know who it is.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And W, you just, I mean, have you deleted numbers or?
I've got messages. I've got somebody who says to me in a message, a recorded message, mm-hmm. Hey, could you please call me back? I have something really important I want to talk to you about. And I never called them back, and they're dead.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I've tried to save messages, too, of people who's passed, but over time, this thing automatically deletes it, and I forget about it. All right, well, that was just something that I was wondering about in that, because somebody said they delete them because, you know, what, they're never going to hear from that person for that number again. I'm like, yeah, but in homage or honor of them, I keep it in my phone.
Yeah, I like to call them every once in a while. Mm. So far, my father hasn't answered in years.
Yeah, that does seem heavy. You know, I feel like your phone is heavier.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. All right, well, let's go ahead and do a topic, changing music.
Oh, I'll have to do something here because I can't even see my buttons. Oh, there we go. All right, here comes a new topic on the Spike and the Mike Show. Let's not forget to do our homework.
Ooh, that is a good one. Well, let's do this. Let's go ahead and do topic changes. Let's do our homework. So, do your homework. Grab that pen, boy. Come on, do your homework. All right, and now this is the segment where we ask the resistance fighters to do their homework where they can be participants on this show. So, Hanging Chat, you are in route. Did you do your homework?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, We moved an elm trio, the little elm that came with the house, to the backyard. And it was doing good. Ooh. And then I went out there the other day, and I'm like, this tree is dying. And I know it's not because it needs water. So we have irrigation. But I got on there, and I saw bugs all over it. And the leaves were turning black. So I wasn't sure what kind of bugs they were. So then I had the idea of there's a Reddit called What Is This Bug? So you take a picture of the bug and you post it to the Reddit, and everyone on that Reddit thread starts researching to see what kind of bug it is and then how to treat it or how to kill it. So I did that, and it's an aphid, which makes sense. Because aphids will leave like this sugary goo wherever they are. But what happens is mold grows on this sugary goo residue and it turns your leaves of your trees black. So you have to kill the aphid and then you have to treat the mold.
Gotta wash the leaves.
Lord.
Yeah. So then all week I've been trying to figure out how to save this elm tree. And then I got addicted to the stupid thread, and I just started walking around my house taking pictures of bugs and submitting bugs to this thread saying, what is this bug? What is this bug? This dog probably kicked me off this thread because I'm like this new guy.
They're going to start charging you.
So I was like, okay, well, what is this bug is a fun, it's a fun little Reddit thing. So I was like, well, what else is like this? And then down below, it gives you all these recommendations. What is this tree? What is this snake? What is this spider? Nice. So I'm like joining all of them and I'm like smitten to them. So that's my new favorite thing this week is the what is this Reddit friends.
Yep. And as according to the last topic, you don't delete phone numbers. So you probably got all of them what is on there and just piling up on your phone. Your phone's going to get heavy one day.
Yeah, it's heavy. The snake one is super cool. Like, there's this one where this guy was driving on the road and they stopped and took a picture of the snake. And he said, what kind of snake is this? And it was gold and red. And under the thread was like, oh, that's the most copperhead snake I've ever seen. And they're like, because you have to put your location, and his location was Alabama. And the thread below that says, I think you're on Copperhead Road.
I think that should have been, it should say a dead snake. What kind of snake is a dead snake? Oh, well, cool. Then you probably got all kind of gaps and edges on your gadgets and apps on your phone. Just walking around, what kind of bug is this? Damn. Good job. Good job on the homework. All right, then, Miss Billy, did you do your homework?
Sure.
Okay. It didn't
sound. What happened on this day?
On this day in history, someone wrote a book and published it, and it was about little people.
Gulliver's Travels.
Kind of little people.
Gulliver's Travels? No.
No.
The Wizard of Oz?
No.
Wizard of Oz.
1868.
Okay, the
Wizard. You're not gonna get it. I'm literally. I did my homework 10 seconds ago.
Okay, boys. Well, what was the book?
Little Women.
Oh.
Who wrote it?
Whoever.
Bronte. Heard of
it? Jane Austen. No. Jane Austen.
No.
Shit.
Martha Washington.
No. Louisa May Alcott.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Alcott, old man. I mean, woman, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Also, on this day in history, Charles Darwin came home to England from his travels across the world, proving that evolution was the thing.
He came galloping home.
He came home from the Galapagos.
Yeah. He was galloping.
Galloping.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, great job on the homework. And we have to take that as advice. And we'll use that, I don't know, in our daily travels. All right. So let's do topic changing music real quick.
All right. Yeah, real quick now. This is a topic, and it's going to be a change from our other topics.
I like to call this topic here, "This is how it all started."
This is how it all started.
Okay, so you guys know about the old superstitions. And I was looking it up and I was wondering the origins of superstitions. So I was like, I want to do the resistance fighters know what some of these things are? So I'm like, I got the top five superstitions, or what they call them, not limericks, but things that people say in the neighborhood, and we've just taken to accept those.
Like old wives' tales, maybe?
Yeah, okay, we call them that too. Old wives' tales, yes. So knocking on wood. Does any resistance fighters know where the origin of knocking on wood comes from?
Because Jesus was a carpenter. That's a total guess.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, definitely.
I like that one.
Yeah, really. And so we're all going to go with no. All right. So back in the old days, and I forgot to type in the date, British children used to play this game called Tiggy Touchdown. In which it's kind of like tag, in which each player runs around and they would claim, if they would touch the nearest piece of wood, it would grant them immunity from being tagged. And so as the adults start walking or start seeing this game that they call Tiggy Touchdown, they decided to call it knocking on wood. So I have no idea what that means, but it's just saying that it's supposed to give you a safety harbor from being tagged or for something going bad when you're knocking on wood. Oh, dang, I broke my pen. All right. The next one is, do you guys know where throwing salt over your shoulder comes from? Yeah, this is a participation here, you guys.
I looked all these up, and I just can't remember them now.
Oh, kind of like word of the day, huh?
Yeah, we can't remember those.
All right, well, anyway, throwing salt over shoulder, it is from a fable that in during the Last Supper, Jesus was betrayed by Judas, correct?
Right.
Correct.
And he supposedly accidentally spilled salt. And since Judas is associated with doing something bad, the argument goes that ipso facto, I just want to say that part, say that salt, throwing salt over your shoulders, it would blind the evil spirits that is waiting behind you.
Hmm.
Ah, yeah.
That one, it made no sense, but okay.
No, yeah, very often people throw salt in my eyes. Now I know why.
And now you know why.
Yeah.
Right, walking under a ladder is taboo. And the reason that is taboo is because, ladies and gentlemen, is because a triangle is supposed to be hollow, sacred trinity. And a ladder leaned up against a wall and the floor creates three sides triangle. And so
I've heard that one.
Being said, it's you can't walk in there and destroy the sanctity of the Trinity. Thus, you will incur punishments. All right. So now you know why you're supposed to walk under a ladder.
Not that a can of paint is going to fall.
Yeah. How about this one? Breaking a broken glass gives you bad luck.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was a mirror. A broken mirror.
Yeah, mirror. Broken mirror. It does say mirror. And they said this comes from the ancient times where the mirror is a reflection of yourself, and it's an uncanny reflection of you and your perfections and imperfections. Whereas a broken mirror highlights your imperfections, and it also shows cracks of your soul.
Oh, man.
Breaks the charm and cracks of your soul. So that one could be right. And the number one superstition that I'm trying to figure out why this comes back is step on your crack, break your mama back.
Oh, yeah.
Now, we've all heard that before, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. And I apologize to my mother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, I didn't think it was going to happen, and
yeah, really.
You know,
that comes from some supernatural superstition that says that the cracks on the ground, on the earth, and on the sidewalk are where the evil supernatural spirits live. And once you step on the cracks, you invite or release unwelcome spirits into the world and they're ready to do harm, I guess, like, go break your mama back. So that, ladies,
they're all, they all have religious undertones.
I, yeah, well, kind of, no, they're touching on, knocking on wood. Yeah, yeah, that one was, didn't, it's just that the parents just couldn't say touch wood. So they changed it to that. So that's what we get with that. All right, now, I think we've done most of all of that. Now it's time for these huge, big announcement, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, here it comes.
Here it comes. Some people may think this is good. Some people may think this is bad.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, this may be considered bad. Okay, today, we won't have a show next week because I got to go. I have to go out of town.
Oh, no.
I have to go to a funeral. And
Yeah,
down in Miami. And I got to go pick up my parents. And then
is this person going to die?
He's already died.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and you know, and tall people, you don't have funerals but on Saturday, so it gives everybody time to get to traveling.
Oh, yeah.
So with that came to another quandary in my life. I'm thinking now, we'll talk about this. I'm thinking the Spike on the Mic show may take a hiatus for a while.
Oh, my God.
I mean, give you guys your weekends and Saturdays back, and let me explain why. I have a lot of things to do for the next couple of weeks. And with this radio thing, I'm doing 5 days a week, every day on there. And then I got this house that I'm working on that I have to always postpone my meetings with people on Saturdays. I got to do it like after this thing here. So I was thinking, I'm thinking maybe we should take a break and I'll give you guys, we can all take our Saturdays back and we can do some have fun. So with that being said, and I was saying, unless we do the show today and I really, really decide let's keep it going. And I was thinking, nah, I mean, with, you know, people have to have lives. And I'm thinking that maybe we can go ahead and give y'all some of y'all lives back. Now, there was something else I wanted to say with that. People save lives, save yada yada yada. You guys get the party. I can't think about it. Oh, this is what it was. And I have, and this is a really odd one here. I have two major paying sponsors that want to do this. I just haven't given them information yet. So that kind of makes me think that maybe I am not giving my all to the Spike on the Mic show.
Oh, I've noticed that. For years it's been that way. You just don't want to give your all.
But my years. No, I was thinking there has to be something that we've been doing this. We got over 500 shows. It's been a ball. We had fun. But I'm thinking now,
enough is enough.
Yeah, we may have to just put it on hiatus for a while. Maybe we decided we can just take off for the rest of the year and then come back in January. Or what say you guys? Are you guys okay? Or say no, yay, or it's up to me? Can't say it's up to me, but
I'm for whatever you feel. I'm good either way.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, Ms. Billis?
I would like to continue the show.
All right. And W, I think I know your opinion on this. You were definitely willing to keep it going.
No, I've had enough.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
yeah. Really, because I'm close to dying. You know, let's face it. Yeah.
Yeah, so well, now you get... You
I'm more. Like 75. I think that's dead.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
I mean, and now you get your weekends back.
I could be dead all weekend, yeah.
Yeah, really, because I know you have to do extra work for the show to keep it going. And so, I don't know, I, this feeling just hit
Spike,
me.
Spike, it's my whole life.
So... Let's do this. This will be a farewell Spike on the Mic show this week on...
All right, yeah, we're never coming back.
Don't say that!
No, we're never coming back. If we come back, it'll be an entirely different show without Spike. We're going to have to think of something else to put on the mic.
Something else. But here's the thing.
On the mic.
We just determine that we don't delete numbers. So
correct.
That's true. I will keep your number. I'll never call it, but I will keep your number.
That means so that maybe in January, when, you know, after the holidays and maybe things settle down, we can call our numbers again and we can reboot this baby up again.
Wait, I got an idea.
What's your idea, sir?
Our fan.
Right?
Our one fan?
Our one fan.
I have a couple of them in Lake City, but they'll find out about it.
All right, if we've got a fan, they can send us all of their money. Mm-hmm. And we'll continue to do the show.
Okay. Right.
But otherwise, no.
All right.
You know, because we really should be wealthy. After 505 shows, we should
really
be rolling
true.
In dough. And yeah. I don't know about you, but I'm not. Yeah.
I am not either.
Yeah. Yeah. But you guys gonna get severance pay, trust me. You're gonna get severance pay next month when the check
comes. Pension payments.
Yeah. That's right. When the welfare check comes in. Yeah.
No, and like I say, I really appreciate you guys working with all of us and making this thing happen. I've had I had a great time with this.
Who cares? You might as well cuss now. It's your last show.
What are they going to do? Cut you off?
Serious. Yeah, really. So, but no, I'll contact St. Pete Radio and find out, you know, where we're going to lose our time slot. But, you know.
Yeah.
It'll be okay. So
don't like St. Pete Radios.
We love St. Pete Radios.
Yeah, really.
I love Joe Bardo.
Yeah, serious.
Bardo.
So with that being said, I'd hope that the entire Resistance Fighter staff would have been on board. So now they're going to have to let them listen to
the panel. No, this will be great. They'll show up for a show next week. We won't tell them.
It would be the voice in Kim, but it'll probably just be the voice.
Really? That's true, yeah. Kim never shows up.
Yeah, really. And you guys can always continue to be in contact with me, but we're still gonna keep the name and keep the idea and the concept.
Oh, yeah. We'll keep the name. The website will be up there. I mean, you could start listing at show one.
Yeah,
that's
really
true. You could.
Yeah, Michelle. When you're bored to death.
Yeah.
So, with that being said, you guys have any, I would say what stuck with you, but let's go ahead and do what stuck with you and some parting ways. The sad music from Mr. Hanging Chad. What say you?
What stuck with me is that this is our last show.
Yes.
For a while, at least. And I had a great honor being on it, and I'm glad I was on it in time to destroy it.
Yeah.
If
you think about it, we didn't really end our show until we got Chad on it.
We got
it's kind of my fault. Sorry to all of our listeners.
Listener.
Yes, Siri. To our listener. Yeah,
really. All right, then, Ms. Billis?
I too came into the show about at the halfway mark, I think. Maybe earlier, I don't know. I can't remember exactly, but I am going to miss it, and it's going to stick with me forever. It's stuck with me forever.
Whoa, good goodness.
Thank you.
All right, well, the brick in the wall, the armor, the one who held this thing down, my man, PWs. Can't say enough of all you've done for us, man. What's stuck with you?
That we're apparently attenuating the show.
Is that a big A word?
Today's big A word, yeah. We're attenuating the show.
I think you use that perfectly.
Yeah.
It is, really.
We would like all of our listeners to attenuate for a very long while.
Yes.
Now.
All of our listeners.
Listener.
We're going to miss you, all of our listeners.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're really going to miss all of...
Now, fret not.
Singular.
Listen, There have been shows that have been canceled, and the masses of people have written in and talked to people and said, bring it back.
Yeah, well, and hopefully they've sent lots of money to help bring a show back.
To help bring the show back. Such a, yeah.
Yeah.
Really. What's the email that they send this the letters and money to send us to make us come back?
That would be at thespikeonthemic, that's thespikeonthemic, @gmail.com. And I will promise you I will continue to check it. Excuse me. And if things start popping, because I'm going to hear at least from two listeners this weekend when I go down to Lake City, go down to Lauderdale for the funeral. There's good there because they talk about it at all our family reunions. Oh, damn. Chad just got mad. And
yeah. Yeah. Chad decided to end it now.
Yeah, really.
Oh, wait, no, there he is.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, Chad. You,
I thought you ended it already.
Stop. I'm losing service.
This is
like, that's not a good way to end it.
Oh, yeah.
This is kind of why I kind of waited to the end of the show to tell y'all that.
Cause yeah, yeah.
If I told you at the beginning, y'all probably would have got beep, beep, beep.
We should each individually fade out.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I think Chad already faded out because it looks like he's frozen.
He's frozen, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, there he is.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
All right. Bye, Chad. Bye.
So long, Chad.
Bye, Chad.
So you have your weekends back. So now, guys, don't do anything crazy. You know, like I said, maintain and control your powers now. All right?
Okay.
All right, so
I don't
now
know what I'm going to do now on Monday nights.
We got like 2 minutes of time to kill. Oh, I guess I can say what's stuck with me. What's stuck with me is now I'm going to cry. I'm going to cry because, you know, you guys are my family, and I love each and every one of you guys. Everybody that's helped do this thing here from when we first started this 17 years ago until the date. This was a really hard decision on me to do this. I can't say I didn't take this lightly because unbeknownst to you guys, I really, really do enjoy this damn thing. I really do enjoy it. It's just that, you know, situations have changed with the jobs and these other jobs. And then what really hit me again was the guys came to me and said they want to sponsor it. And I said, okay, I'll get you the information. And for some reason, I kept tabling off, and then so that just put a little bug in my ear. Said maybe we need to take a break for a while.
Was it last week when we all shouted the word ass? I think that might have been it.
No, I don't think that was it. No. But and then I got all these goddamn old Spike on the Mic shirts that we got to figure out what to do.
Oh man! Well,
yeah.
Send one to our fan.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I have. Matter of fact, I got sent two out. Last week, I sent Kim one, and there's another fan that actually called the other radio station and asked for this.
Oh, that's nice.
Sent there. But listen, we're not dead. We're just sleeping right now, all right?
All right. So technically, I am dead.
So all you guys,
no!
keep your chops and your wits about you because the phone will be calling, and we'll need you guys to help us fire this dang thing back up, okay?
Yeah.
This music is playing for the last time. Oh wow, ladies and gentlemen. Don't worry, the Spike on the Mic show is not dead. We're just out. We're just taking a break. All right, you guys, everybody get out there and have some fun. Appreciate everything that we've done. I mean, everything that you guys have done for us. Appreciate this journey. It's been fun. Now we all have our time to go ahead and enjoy life. Ladies and gentlemen, let's just listen to the music. And the Spike on the Mic show coming at you for the one last time on 9/30/2023. Love everybody. Love you all. This is out. Spike on the Mic.
Bye, everyone.
One.
One.
One.